Chapter 25.
Are you happy with yourself?
Renoir said, glaring at Utterbone. The wiry old man shrugged.
It's what is best,
the sage said, glancing into the sky.
For the long run. You should know that, being a dwarf.
Renoir sneered under his beard and tipped a canteen to Bezog's thin lips. Half a day had passed since Nath left, and every minute seemed like an hour. The mage slumped against the tree with red rings around his weak eyes. Renoir dipped water into his mouth. Bezog spit it out and groaned.
That's touching,
Utterbone said.
Seeing a dwarf tend to an elf. Do you do that often?
Renoir shot him a look.
What kind of a man uses poison? Your evil ilk.
I'm desperate. We're all desperate.
Utterbone untied a small cloth pouch from his belt and tossed it up and down in the air.
And I'm not evil. Well, mostly not. Just twisted.
Horseneck!
The large brute of a man lumbered out of the woods with a cautious eye on Renoir. He rubbed a large knot on the back of his head. Utterbone stared oddly at the knot for a minute and then whispered something in his ear. The man's lazy eyes enlarged.
But why?
He said.
Just do it,
Utterbone replied, waving him off with his hand.
And take the others.
What was that all about?
Renoir said.
Where's he going?
We need to move,
said Utterbone, helping himself up to his feet. His joints crackled as he stretched and yawned.
I swear I feel as old as you are some days. Do your bones get cold when it rains?
Dwarfs don't ache.
Of course they don't. And I suppose they don't feel pain either.
Renoir shrugged his heavy shoulder and said,
We aren't going anywhere with him like this. And where are your people going?
He bristled.
I'm tiring of your games.
Utterbone tossed the pouch onto Bezog's chest.
Just give him a couple pinches of that, and your wizard friend will be fine.
Renoir flung the pouch back.
You take it first.
It will cure the poison that ails him,
Utterbone said, tossing it back.
Well, it's not really poison. He was just hit with an arrowhead carved from gort root. It's just a paralyzing tummy ache that will pass on its own in a few days. But if you want your friend to suffer longer...
Renoir hurled it back.
I'm not a druid. I don't know what gort root is.
If it was a tankard of ale, you would have.
If it was a tankard of ale,
Renoir growled, rising to his feet.
I'd dash your head in with it.
Point taken, dwarf,
the sage said, removing a pinch of mossy yellow powder. He stuffed the pinch under his lip and smiled.
Happy?
Renoir snatched the pouch out of his hand and took a whiff of it. His eyes watered.
Strong, isn't it?
Utterbone said.
What is it?
Renoir asked. He felt good but lightheaded.
Alec moss. Very rare. Like golden ore, it's a natural remedy for most world-born poisons. Your friend Bezog was struck by the gort root. Its fibers are dark and twisty. Rooted poison that kills off the fish in pond waters. Just another dirty little secret in this world of ours.
You know a lot of odd things,
Renoir said.
I'm a sage. We are odd people.
Renoir kneeled down and grabbed a pinch out of the pouch.
A little more,
Utterbone suggested.
Just stuff it inside his cheek.
This better work.
Renoir stuffed the alec moss inside Bezog's mouth. The part elf's chin wriggled a bit.
Give him a few moments,
Utterbone said,
And while he recovers, I'll reveal a few things to you.
Otterbone felt his way around until he found a log and took a seat.
You'll have to forgive me. Usually Horseneck assists me with these minor things.
He craned his neck in Brenwar's direction, but not directly at him.
Come. Sit.
I'll stand,
Brenwar said, making his way closer. It was odd. Otterbone was not only blind, but all alone. But he seemed far from helpless.
Go ahead, spit it out.
Otterbone cleared his throat and tapped his chest.
Well, as I said, I knew of you coming. I've seen the darkness that comes and closes in.
He pointed upward.
Floating above are grave perils that not all of you were prepared for. Brenwar, Bodergild, I could not allow you and your friends to continue on with Nath Dragon. It would have been your peril. And you are still needed, alive, not dead.
Ha!
Brenwar barked.
A likely story. More likely you are a servant of Barnabas, and now you've divided our forces. Kidnapped one, poisoned another. This is not the work of good people.
I serve Nelsimbor, and Nelsimbor is good. But I have a very different way of going about it. Either way, what must be done must be done.
He slapped his hands on his knees.
You should be thanking me. If you'd gone with Nath Dragon, you'd be dead already.
Brenwar scoffed. His beard itched. The ring of truth in Otterbone's voice was clearly heard. He hefted Warhammer over his shoulder. His heart pumped in his chest. Not having Nath within a glance ate at him. What kind of danger was Nath facing?
Your friend,
Otterbone continued,
is very powerful and resourceful. But there is a lot more darkness up there than there is light. He will be tested. Let's just hope he survives.
If you know so much,
Brenwar said,
then you know that I am charged to never leave his side. If something happens to him...
He gently popped Otterbone in the head with his fist.
Then something bad happens to you.
If something happens to him,
Otterbone replied,
then it won't matter what you do.